McMurrin in the morning here with you guys. It's looking nice. We're finally in the 50s in the morning time. Can't complain about that. Spring is here. Spring is here. Well, another day with no basketball besides NIT. NIT, you got Texas and North Carolina State probably advancing to the championship, if you ask me. But it's not what we're here to talk about. Some big rule changes in the NFL last night. So now, pass interference and non-pass interference calls are reviewable. They haven't said if they're going to change the amount of call, you know, challenges you get, or the rule if you get the first one wrong, you don't get a second one. Now, I mean, do we really need to slow down the game anymore? It's kind of what the people are saying that are not in favor of the rule change. Then people are like, you know, hey, the Saints are in the Super Bowl with this rule change. The Saints would be in the Super Bowl. And we might not get a defensive slugfest, defensive battle. Patriots might not have won the Super Bowl. Gronk might not have retired. So forth, so on. Well, I'm here to tell you, it's not going to change much. A couple bad calls here and there could possibly be overturned or reviewed. But when, again, you come in and start, you know, judging calls that are simply, you know, spot of the, you know, they're in the moment. That's what you got to understand. They're in the moment. Okay. It is a judgment call. In most sports, you can't challenge a judgment call. Baseball has changed that. I get it. Now football's doing the same. My concern is I don't want to see no 7-minute review for a goddamn pass interference or non-pass interference call. It's part of the game. It happens. Okay? Bad calls happen. It's part of football. Now, when they side one way or another, when one team's dramatically, you know, affected, then that's when it comes into play where, you know, hey, this play should be reviewed. But if you're going to institute this rule just because of what happened to the Saints, then what you should have done is rectified the game. There was a clear-cut rule that would have put the game to be able to restart at that point in time with the correct call, or even have them redo the play. However, we didn't do that. It would have cost NFL a shit ton of money. But it would have probably made them more money. And that's what most people don't see. This is going to slow down the game a tiny bit. Will it be good overall? Possibly. Well, if they allow more challenges, it will be terrible. Fucking garbage. It will ruin the game. If you're able to challenge once and lose and not challenge again, well, that's going to suck. If you can, it depends. If it's a challenge on a play, a ball spot, anything like that, besides a PI call, I think that you should still get to do your PI call challenge. Now, if the first one is a blown PI call, you still get to do your play on the call. But if you get a blown PI call and you challenge it, they're like, no, it's clear non-pass interference or clear pass interference. And then you don't get a challenge for another PI call. You don't get a challenge. You can say, oh, this one definitely wasn't pass interference, or definitely was. You know, that's not how it should work. Now, we're making the game safer. Sick of seeing people like Gronkowski taken out. You know, sick of seeing injuries happen, you know, spinal cord injuries, you know, backs broken, things like that by crack blocks, you know, crack back blocks and blindside blocks. So they're removing the blindside blocks. Will be a penalty this year. How are kickoffs going to work? Yeah, can I ask you that? Not just, and to shine on this a little more, they're going to intensify the penalties for offensive and defensive helmet-to-helmet contact. So going to protect the defensive players more by being more open to the call. If the offensive player initiates the contact with their helmet, then it's going to be an offensive penalty, which we've seen like one all year last year. But where it gets confusing to me is this blocking. How are kickoffs going to work? I can't see them having kickoffs for more than the next 3 years with these rule changes they're doing. You know? It's going to be like you can either onside kick or the other team can have the ball at the 25. Pick one. You know? Then you got teams like faking an onside, doing like kind of a half-ass squib kick, getting in trouble, penalized. You did it on purpose. I mean, what is coming of the NFL? If I'm the NFL, I'm being careful. You have the AAF this year. There's some pretty talented people in there. You know, they just recruited old Johnny Football, who is a bum, but nonetheless, big name. Then you look at the XFL coming back. Vince McMahon has proven he knows how to run a company, you know, multi-million dollar company entity, you know, the WWE. What a wonderful company he's built there. You know, WWE is, you know, went crazy. I mean, they're all over the platforms, you know, and so that's one thing. And the philosophy and the mantra of this new XFL, it sounds like what a lot of us football fans want. We're getting the politics, religion out. We're getting, you know, all of the in-between, the long halftime celebrations, the, you know, celebrities, all of this bullcrap. They're getting that out of the game, and they're going to make it, you know, go watch a football game in an hour and a half. Not no three-hour event, no two-and-a-half-hour event. Hour and a half long. Hour of play. The guys get on the field, they go get a break, they get a breather, they catch their breath, back on the field, finish the game. I'm excited. Now, can they got to make sure there's no crazy shit happening. No fucking body slams. So we don't need a bunch of broken collarbones and throwing arms. What we do need is some good quality, aggressive football with equivalent equipment and players of the NFL. I wouldn't care if these guys that were playing in it were, you know, guys like a Ray Rice that is, you know, probably still pretty talented, but just, you know, couldn't make it, you know, in the NFL after his allegations. Things like that, you know. Yeah, shit, bring back T.O. Let T.O. get in the XFL. Dez Bryant will have a spot over there. Maybe Chad Ochocinco. Some players that were really fun to watch, but just don't have it because the physicality of the NFL. But they could be, you know, a step ahead of some of these other guys that are quite a bit, you know, less. A lot of the guys that get drafted, you know, and don't make the team get cut. Do you want to go and play in the XFL or sit on a practice squad in the NFL? I'll tell you what, I'm probably going to go get some PT in the XFL. Pay's probably going to be a little bit better anyways than sitting on the practice squad. I think the best practice squad players maybe make like $100,000 a year, $120,000 a year or something like that. I mean, I really don't know how it works, but, you know, I think the XFL could probably afford to pay a little more than that as long as they have a decent debut. I mean, Vince McMahon dropped like, you know, probably like $20 million into it at least. Probably $200 million or something like that, $2 billion or some crazy shit. You know, I can't remember what I read, but he's a, you know, hell of a businessman, so I think he'll be able to run that just fine. Now let's talk basketball. Let's talk basketball. Football's fun. Let's talk basketball. We don't, you know, we don't have the NCAA tournament, but we do got a couple close races in the NBA. So the first one, let's talk about Rookie of the Year. Got Luka and then Trae Young. Me, I mean, I'm hands down going Luka all day. Now, Trae Young's been balling. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I thought he was going to be a goddamn flop. Thought the kid was a bum, a bust. He's got his shooting percentage up. He's been killing since the All-Star break, averaging a double-double with assist. You know, damn near 10 assists a game. Mid-20s in points. Kid's balling. Four or five rebounds. I think he's like two or three rebounds. But Luka, this kid's putting up LeBron numbers with better rebounds. You know? Wait till he gets KP next year. This kid's going to be fucking scary. We're not going to be talking about him as a rookie, you know, Rookie of the Year. This kid's a possible. He's a future MVP. Next year he could be the MVP. So we're going to go Luka in that race. by sheer the eye test. Trae Young might have a play or two here and there. He's had that huge game going in three overtimes against the Chicago Bulls. But when it comes down to it, Luka is the man, and he is the rookie of the year. Now, the next one's even a tougher conversation. Is it the Greek Freak? Or is it Harden? Harden willed his way to multiple wins, keeping his team in it in the race with his other stars gone. Could the Greek Freak do that? I think so. You take both those guys off their teams, I think CP3 could will the Rockets to a playoff berth. Middleton and company, they're a good team, but they could get a playoff berth in the East. But they couldn't beat none of the good teams. So in my mind, it's clear. I know we don't like to give it to big men, but the Greek Freak is the MVP. All day, every day. Harden's had an amazing year. Probably if there was like an offensive player of the year and then MVP, offensive player of the year, James Harden, MVP, Greek Freak, that's how it breaks down. You know, the Lakers went on a drastic, horrible slide when LeBron got hurt for those 18 games. He could be in the MVP talk because we're talking most valuable player. But you got to give it to the Greek Freak. The season he's having, just amazing. The plays he makes, the growth he's showing on a night-in, night-out basis, he's the MVP. Well, there ain't much else to talk about, McMurray in the morning. Just wanted to get something out to you here today. So I'll let you guys have a wonderful day. It's looking like it's going to shape up to be a hell of a nice day. And, it'll probably be rather eventful. Yesterday was pretty eventful in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, like always these days. So McMurray in the morning is out. Tomorrow we will have a kind of a guide to the first four games of the Sweet 16. So stay tuned. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Make sure you guys go and subscribe on any of our platforms. Follow our channel. We are on every platform besides iTunes, and that's coming soon. You guys have a wonderful rest of your day. McMurray out.